Okay, we left off yesterday just trying to put the final touches on this sugya, and we came to the realization that there seems to be a little bit of a contradiction between some of the details that are emanating from our sugya. Our sugya all started with the Tosfos. It started with Tosfos' problems, Tosfos' issues that Tosfos raised, that on the one hand, the Gemara tells us, Shanichel, that's how the whole thing started. And Tosfos shows you that there are dinim and hukas malicha that don't seem to bear this out. And then Tosfos shows you that there are questions that they had about hukas klipas that seem to create problems. And Tosfos dealt with the whole grandiose yisoid, really two grandiose yisoidis, based on the sugya of Kof Ches, that bliyos don't spread from one chatichah to another chatichah in the absence of rotev, and chatichah las devela, although it's significant, but it's ain a nesa yochel esar, and Tosfos created both of these kolalim. So, although the second klal was a little bit more controversial, and the Ran for sure disagreed with, and the Shach disagreed with, and the Shach, maybe even the Shulchan Aruch disagreed with, the first klal seemed to carry the day. The first klal that Eina Balua Yotze Chaticha Chaticha seemed to be really not so controversial. Now, truth to be told, the Ran himself didn't really think it was true. He had a lot of issues with it. And the truth is, it's not even only the Ran. The Ran was actually, we saw it in the Ran, but the truth is, already the Ramban had already thrown questions about just how valid, just how true that klal was. But notwithstanding the ha'orus of the Ran and the Ramban, most of the Rishonim follow what the simple reading of the Gemara is that Mefla Bola, Mefla Lepolat, and therefore, for whatever the Metziah slash Lumdus is, the Balua doesn't exit without Reitiv. So it was based on this that the Rishonim made a corollary. The Rishonim made up a din. It was a corollary of this principle that if Balua doesn't go mechaticha lechaticha, then it probably doesn't go mekedeir lekedeir also, because you have to throw a kedeir is ultimately like a chaticha. It's a dry kli. So what's the difference between a dry kli not going to a dry kli, a dry chaticha not going to a dry kli? It's all the same thing. So that's other Ramah quoted from Rishonim, and that seems to be pretty accepted by everybody. However, the problem is that this seems to fly in the face of another klal in Hukas Balua, which was an observation that was made by the Rebbe Ivra. Did anyone ever discover where Ivra is? Northwest Italy.
Sonny left this year.
Well, it's in Italy. Okay. That part I did not know. Okay. Good. All right. So you live and learn. So the Rebbe Ivra one day was having a slice of pizza on his pizza on his plate, and looking on and analyzing what is going on. So he's looking at the sugya of Dagav Shalom B'Ka'ara, and lo and behold, based on the sugya of Dagim Shalom B'Ka'ara, even though in the end of the day we pass it up by Dagav Shalom, that's not really our sugya for now, but what we extracted from that sugya was is that Tom does go, Balua does jump from one thing to another, and particularly it jumped from the Kedera potentially into the Dagim. So the question is, wait a second, but Eina Balua Yotze Bechaticha Chaticha. So that's what the Rimi Ivra came up with, this idea that Eina Balua Yotze, that means when it's negated by time of food. But when there's nothing else to negate it, such as when it's Balua inside a Kli, so then the sky is the limit, then it can in fact travel, even Mechaticha Chaticha, even the absence of Rotev. So we left hanging yesterday, how do these two halachas, how do these two halachas ultimately coincide with one another? On the one hand, we say that ein kli b'leia mikli, ein kedira b'las v'kedera. On the other hand, we have this idea that a b'leia b'seicha kli can jump, actually, to another food, even b'leia right. How do these two halachas jive together? So we are not the first ones to come to the realization that this is the problem. Already, back in the days of the late Rishon, Rilei Acharonim, already, this was already observed, that, hey, these two dinim don't seem to mesh together too well. Is there any solution? Is there a difference between the two? So, l'chora, although it, at first glance sounds a little bit difficult, as we learn more and more in your day, we may become more comfortable with it. L'chor, the answer is as follows. It is a principle that appears later on in your day, which is also a controversial principle, that there may be a distinction between a belia going into a food and a belia going into a kli. It may be easier for belias to enter into food than to enter into kalim. The reason physically may be true that belia foods are softer, belias they're more permeable for the belia to enter into it. Whereas a kli, although there is a principle of belias and kalim, I can't deny that. The pasuk chumash, that's the parsha of kasher and kalim. So the Torah does accept the idea of belias and kalim, but it may not be the same degree of belia. And again, we have to touch upon this. We're gonna have to wait till way, 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 way down the line before we see this repeating itself again. But that concept may exist, at least according to some poskim, that may exist. If that's the case, so then maybe that's the answer to the distinction over here. That a belia, can a belia go out and exit and then penetrate into something else in the absence of relative? What's the answer?
Depends.
It depends. Good answer. What does it depend upon?
It's a food or a
clay. Not if what? Where it's going, right? What matters is to where is the ultimate destination of this blia? Where is this blia about to end up? So, ein kli by leia mikli is true, but a blia can go from inside a kli into a where? Into a food. That's the Gemara by Nat Barnat. That's Darash Ola B'Kaora. So the belia inside the plate can actually exit the plate, even in the absence of rotif, because the goal, the end game, the final destination is the what? Is the food. What's the food? The case of the dagam, it's the fish, right? So the belia inside the Kaora can exit without rotif and go into fish. What a belia cannot do without rotif is to go from a kli into another kli. So you always have a bunch of different scenarios over here. So you have a belia can go from one chaticha to another chaticha. Why is that? That's because what's happening to the belia? Why can't it go from one chaticha to another? Because it's getting what? Because it's getting weakened by the initial food. That's kufches. That's the one of kufches, right? That's mev lebolot. That's toisad of kufches. A belia can't go from a kli to another kli. That's the rishon of extrapolation from daf kufches. The Rimi Ivras breaks on this halach of ein belia yotze belia relativ was only said in exactly same scenario as daf kuf yud bei. In the case of dagah boshe ol b'ka'ara, where the belia b'zach a kli can in fact go into an ochel, but the rishonim are right; it still can't go into a kli. So unless you're willing to say this distinction, then you have a insurmountable challenge. You have two diyukim and rishonim, two dinim and rishonim that are outright say to one another. So everybody say, where does all of this take us, l'maisa? Where does all of this leave us, l'maisa? So it shouldn't be a great surprise that even though we unequivocally paskin that Ein balua yotze bechatich lechatich ela berotiv. How do I know that we unequivocally pasuk like that? Who says that black on white? What? Which great posek? Which final word in Pesach Halacha? Shulchan Aruch. State in Shulchan Aruch. Anyone remember Shulchan Aruch? Didn't we read it yesterday? That was the Shulchan Aruch that threw the curveball of what at us? A bas mechol at us. So we couldn't make any sense out of the bas mechol part because we had no idea who was right to Shach Letaz, so we're not even sure whether the Shulchan Aruch meant the pasuk in Tosfos number 2 from yesterday. But did number 1 of Tosfos? That was for sure Nimnu V'Gomru, that was an Ashila, not a Suffolk. Nobody questioned that. Nobody is Cheshish for the Ran. Right? When by Beli is going from Chetichas to Chetichas. Comes the Ramon and says, when the Rambam quotes the extrapolation to Ein Kli Balea Mikli, so here the Rambam quotes it with a lot more reservation. Anyone saw the Rambam? So the Rambam writes that Midah Havi in the 10th of the Ramah Kemis again, Midah Havi Ashtei Kederis Noga Zubuzu, the Ein Osin Zuzu Beginigia. It means ein balua mikadeira going to the other kadeira. What does the Ramah write at the end? What does the Rambam conclude with? Mil lechatchila yesh li zoher b'chol zeh. Nevertheless, lechatchila, one should try to avoid this. Now, what did the Rambam have in mind with that mil lechatchila yesh li zoher b'chol zeh? Why do you think the Rambam put the brakes on that? What was bothering the Rambam? The Rambam didn't put the brakes on what? On the Shulchan Aruch who said that Ein Balua Yotz Mechatecha Chatecha B'la Raitev. That the Rambam had no qualms with. That everybody agreed. Nobody in the sun is Chayshish of Iran. So the Rambam had no problems with that line, the Shulchan Aruch. So how come on the extrapolation the Rambam puts the brakes on? So the Pashtus Advarim in the Rambam is what? Everybody said, what was bothering the Rambam? You have to put ourselves back in Cracker. Now you're sitting in the... Anyone was in the Cracker in the Rambam Shul? Okay, so you know what it looks like. You see exactly where the Rambam sat. So the Rambam's sitting there in the 1500s, and he's writing, and he's thinking of the Tosfos and the Rad and the Rimi Ibras and from Italy from the 1200s, and he's all the Rambam's sitting there, and he's hesitating, and he finally writes, "Lechetchila, don't rely on what I just said. Why not? What do you think was eating away at the Rambam? What do you think was bothering the Rambam?" Which kasha do you think was bothering the Rambam? No? You think he was bothered with the Ran? Who thinks he was bothered with the Ran? If he was bothered with the Ran, where should the Rambam have said, Mi'ol ha-chachili yesh li-zoher? Back on where, when the Shulchan Aruch quoted it. What siman was that? In Tariches, right?
Kufay.
Kufay, close enough. Okay, in Kufay. So the Rambam didn't say the Mil Hachilesh Zohar B'chol Zeh. Where did he say it? Only by his own extrapolation. That's what the Rambam put the brakes. What do you think was bothering the Rambam? Go inside the mind, heart and soul, the Halig of Rambam. What was bothering him? What? Well, which kasha? This theorah. Because the Rambam came to Shir yesterday, and at the end of the Shir, he realized, hey, wait a second. I just created this Gaval Kakula. I just quoted Rishon who made it up. This klal of Ein Balua Yotze Mekadeiru Lekadeiru. Doesn't say that in Tosfos. Tosfos says Ein Balua Yotze Mechaticha Lechaticha. Other Rishonim said, Dagos Asheri, remember that? Didn't we talk about this yesterday? Dagos Asheri Dura, Dagos Asheri, right? Didn't we say this, right? Was it yesterday, Shia? Right? That the Ramos quoting Rishonim who extended this Mekadeiru Lekadeiru, and then the Ramos getting cold feet. He's saying, no, not so fast. You know what was bothering him? Because he himself quotes the who? Who did the Rambam himself quote? The Rimi Ivra. Because the Rimi Ivra had a raya brewer from the Gemara. You can't argue with the Rimi Ivra. It's impossible. So comes the Rambam and says, wait a second, according to what I just told you a minute ago, the Rimi Ivra's right, how can I tell you that ain't klibel em kli? There's a stira between these two halachas. So therefore the Rambam says, you know what? I don't know what to do. I'm not sure that my extrapolation of Mekdil Akhtera was right. Maybe the Rishonim who said, Enkli B'leh Mekli, maybe you're not right. Maybe they're contradicted by the Rebbe Ivra's Raya from the Gemara. So I'm hesitating. I'm not sure. So the Parsha, that was the point of hesitation of the Rambam. But push comes to shove. At the end of the day, what did the Rambam paskin about two kings that touch one another? But the evidence is okay. He's willing to rely on this. Why? Why do you think the Rambam believed in his heart and soul after deliberating and thinking and sitting in Krakow for hours on end and trying to figure out whether these two did him drive together? The Rambam finally, push comes to shove, is willing to say, but the evidence is right. He's not going straight from the kitchen because of it. Why? Because what svar is the Rambam finally willing to rely upon? That what? He's willing, based on how could you have both of these halakhas together? What's the answer? There's a difference whether the ultimate destination is the blia going lewer into an oichel or into another kli. So that which we said that this is the answer, the Rambam also believed in his heart and soul this is the answer, but he wasn't so 100% convinced enough to give you a green light lechetchila. He's willing to rely on just chiluk b'diyeva, but he wasn't so sure that it was correct. That's the pashas had to read this Rambam. Okay? Who read the Rambam this way? Everyone realized the Rambam? Who here saw this Rambam about Lechatchila B'diavad? No one saw the Rambam? Didn't we read this Rambam together yesterday? Okay, so who saw this Rambam? Everybody saw this Rambam. Who here realized that there was something bothering, if the Rambam is only willing to make up B'diavad, there's something that's bothering him. Who thought of what was bothering him? Good. Who realized, but now, what was bothering the Rambam? And now we realize that the Rambam was willing to be Yashiv, willing to rely on the Eved on the Chilik that we said. Rabbi say, if this is what the Rambam meant, so we have a huge problem. Anyone know what the huge problem is? Yesterday, we were like, you know, on the top of the world. We were so proud of ourselves that we had learned the sugya of Ein Kli B'Leh Mikli. We thought this was like, you know, Halacha Moshe Messina, Ein Kli B'Leh Mikli, Alei De Raitev. We thought this was easy extrapolation out of Tosfos. We were so happy, and we did two things. What do we do with this? Where do we take this Diyuk of Rishayim? We took it to the ski lodge yesterday, and we took it where? We took it home. We told our mothers not to worry about trafing up our kitchens by putting flakes of milk in the same burners, right? Remember that? Then we said it. We said there were two real live applications of this din. That's really nice and dandy, but the Rambam just put the brakes on that by saying that if you live your life b'di'evit, so if you go to ski lodges, you're a b'di'evit kind of Jew. And if you eat in your own house, you're a b'di'evit kind of a guy. Right? That's what I just said, right? So believe it or not, that's what many Echarenim write. Many Echarenim say, yeah, you're right. Yitaka can't put your pots down on the ski lodge. Yitaka can't use the same burners for both. And if you really want to live the life of a lechetchil dekayid, you want to be a zar, a mod dekayid, then you can't rely on this kula, because this kula of ein kli b'leh mikli, as simple as it sounded yesterday, it's quite possibly contradicted by the Rebbe Ivra's Raya. Who would have ever thought the guy's on this? I mean, she's walking into the ski lift, right? He's into the ski lodge. He's about to put his pot down there. He's all ready to go. And now he's starting to think, wait a second, I'm not so poshut. There was a rabbi in 12th century Italy who told me I can't do that because he had a ride from Darush al-Bakar. What do you mean? It's against Tagore Sashri. But there's no answer. Maybe tough life. That's how many Achranim read this Ramah. Came along with Moshe and said that's not the correct way to read this Ramah. Rav Moshe said that line in the Ramah that says that Lechatchili Yesh Li Zoher happens to be an end of a long, 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 long discussion about 15 other things also. Now, I'm not going to talk about that right now. And Rav Moshe claims that when the Ramah threw in that last line, Yesh Li Zoher, he wasn't referencing back to the Ein Kedera Berlas V'Kedera issue. The Ein Kli B'Leh Mikli, they write there, the Ramah was willing to accept even Lechatchila, argues Rav Moshe. Aye, the bomb, Kasha, what do you do with the Rimi Ivra? What's the answer? Says Rav Moshe Vedasa Ramah. What's the answer? He's very confident about this chiluk. Where's it going? Are you going to an Eichel, going to a Kli? He's not hemming and hawing and having cold feet and declaring Efshiyad the Nain. Says Rav Moshe, the Ramah meant it. The Ramah believed it in heart and soul. The Ramah really, truly, honestly believed this distinction. And therefore, he was willing to go on and even Lechatchila. Most of Klal Yisrael relies on this Rav Moshe. Anyone who has the same burners for Flashiness and Milchix, myself included, is relying on Rav Moshe. Now, truth to be told, there may be other tzedakim l'hakol in the case of the burners, which we have a long way, hopefully, to get later in the year. We're going to come up with a whole nother dimension as to the lamitzchus on using same burners back and forth based on other klalim legamrei in Yeridaya. But one of the big coolers that Rav Moshe suggests to defend the practice of Klal Yisrael using the same burners back and forth is based on Ein Kedera B'Leh V'Kedera, with the assumption that the Ramah really stuck to his position, and the Ramah never hesitated on it in Kiyuzeh. And if the Ramah never hesitated in Kiyuzeh, then he really truly accepted this distinction. So when all the dust settles, this distinction is true. You have to fall back on this distinction in some shape or form. Either the Ramah was falling back on it at least b'di'evet, or according to Rav Moshe, he may be falling back on it even l'chadchila shel l'chadchila. Right, that was just a shirayim. We didn't finish the sugya. That was just a shirayim of the question that we left off with yesterday.
How does Rav Moshe read the lashon of the Ramah then?
The Ramah does l'chadchila is going back on the last thing that Ramah was talking about. The chozer doesn't seem to fit too well. Other achronim point out that the simple pshat of Ramah is not the Rav Moshe read it. Yeah. But we have other tzedakim in the hokel anyway, so don't feel bad. You really want to go skiing? Rabbi, so one last tikkun, then we can begin with Hashem the next again. There's one area of halacha where the buck stops here, and that's another Ramah. I didn't put that other Ramadan Mamakamis with the Mishnah Berurah. Is going on the three words. The first three words of Mishnah Berurah, Mar Machab number 13, is the Ramah. Chatsu b'tzorach libun. He's talking about Hilchos Pesach. Or a Chad Zanyer, that's about Hilchos Pesach. A Chatsu, I don't know what a Chatsu is. A three-legged something, right? A tripod or something, right? Basically, what it is three-legged something, knows my dimensions, and you cook on it. It's a burner. That's basically what it is. There's a fire underneath. You put a pot here and show it. So you used it all year long for chametz, and now you want to use it for Pesach. Can you take your paystick pot and put it on this tripod, on this chatzuva, or for that matter, on your burner? You use the burner the entire year for chametz. You've been cooking pasta for the last 12 months, and now you want to sit down and cook a pot of chicken soup on that same burner without kashering it. So the Ramosh writes, Chai v'kayim, tzorech libun, you have to kasher it, and it needs the highest level of kashering, the whole story. You have to kasher it. What do you have to kasher it for? The Ramosh going from Maharil, what do you have to kasher it for? You explain to me, why shouldn't you have to kasher it? Means what happened? So your pasta spilled over last week. So you have pasta that's balua into the walls of this chatzuva. The pasta's still not sitting there. What the Ramos worried about, the pasta's still the end, you don't have to kash it, you just wash it off. The Ramos worried about a yeshiva shadira that the pasta has been washed off some place. So he cleaned it off for it. So I'm looking at it perfectly crystal clean. His mother came to visit already in the interim, so it's been his mom and passed. So the chatzuva's clean, but it's got a balia of... Almost clean. You have a blia inside the chatzuva. I want to put my pot of chicken soup, my kosher Pesach chicken soup. What's the problem? Ain't what? Ain't blia. You have to be clean. What's the problem? Now you're going to tell me the Ramah meant lechatchila. This is much more serious than lechatchila. The Ramah is really serious about this. He wasn't even a kosher. This sounds like very, very serious stuff. So what's pshat? What's pshat in this Ramah? Do what's beyond the Ramah. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, the second line of the Mishnah Berurah, the end of the second line. V'zeh rak lechatchila b'shem chumra de chometz. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is not mikra din. This is the chumra b'yama. The be'emeh zok the Mishnah Berurah. Shtei kederes and nege zu b'zu en yetz abliya mizu l'zu. Ki mevur b'yodesim en tzadi beisiv ches. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? This is just the chumra b'yama. There's a chumrah chometz. It's one of the millions of things that were machmer on Pesach. Me'ikra din, there's no need to kasha this. Because ain't b'liya yosvich tich l'chatich, or ain't b'liya yosvich l'chli. Rabbi said, chumrah chometz doesn't mean we do foolish things. Doesn't mean we do narish kind of things. Chumrah chometz means that things that would otherwise be mutter, me'ikra din, but if there's any latest asafik yuzeh, we're going to be machmer on Pesach. We're going to superimpose klalav on Pesach that we wouldn't otherwise be chayishish for. What is the chumrah de chometz here, by saying? Why are we get a little more nervous when it comes to chometz? Because one of two reasons. What are the two reasons? What are we being chayishish for that we will not usually chayishish for? Either we're being chayishish for what? Why are we nervous here? So is chazer. I'm not asking you why we'd be more nervous on Pesach other things. What shitas are we trying to cover our bases on? Chumrah chometz doesn't mean all of a sudden, okay, Pesach comes, now we go nuts. Everything is crazy. We turn the whole world upside down because it's Pesach. No. Chumrah chometz means normally we would rely on X, Y, and Z. And Chumrah chometz, what's the problem? So normally in Kol HaTerekul and other Isur, even their Aises, what would we rely upon? Basically, what do we rely on? Enkli Balamikli. But when it comes to Chometz, we don't want to rely on that for how many different reasons? Who can give me two different reasons why we don't want to rely on this? Number one, because of maybe we're really honest to goodness, what? Bothered with what? With the steer between these two denim, and we're not so defeated, that means we're happy. We're not so happy with this teretz. Remember, as the Ramah, at least according to the Nadra Moshe version, wasn't so unbelievably thrilled with it before, but he was willing to concede after the fact, but by Pesach we have more kashas. Right? By Kol HaTerekul, we're willing to look the other way, we'll rely on good terutzim, fairly good terutzim. On Pesach, the teretz better be a perfect teretz. And maybe that's the source for this minig of chatzuvah to kasher. This is governing our own homes, Rabbi say, on Pesach. We rely on this. We do kasher a chatzuvahs. We kasher our burners for Pesach. We do not use burners on Pesach that weren't kashered because of this Ramah. So why are we doing what we're doing? So one reason why we are burning, who here has watched the kashering of stoves on Pesach? Okay, I'm not going to comment on why the people who haven't seen it, why they haven't seen it. Okay? You can figure it out for your own. So I insisted when my kids were little, I insisted every time they would sit in the kitchen away from the stove, I made sure they watched me kasher the stove, and I made sure they watched me kasher the sink, and I made sure they knew about the oven. I want them, in case somehow, somewhere, chalila v'chalila, someday they'll go away for Pesach, at least they'll remember that there used to be a thing called getting ready for Pesach. So when the chayzah b'tshuva, they'll realize this is how you kasher the stove. Okay, everybody, see, you heard it here. All right. There's certain things, just, you know, you feel off my chest. Okay. Basically, get back to that story. So, I understand why the Maharil and why the Ramah, why the Mishnah Berurah are coming down strong in the Chatzuvahs and Pesach, because we're not even so sure the stance is true in the first place. But guess what? There may be something else lurking in the background while we may go the extra mile in Pesach. Because there's a great sheet in Rishonim that has been put on the, no pun intended, on the back burner recently. Who's that great Rishon? Who?
The Ron.
It was a Ramban, Iran, their Rishonim, who said that everything we've been talking about for the last day and a half is not true. Because how can you even discuss Ein Kli B'Lehem Kli if what? If Chaticha is B'Lehem Chaticha. The Gemara was just kidding. The Gemara never really meant it. There never was such a din. Everything we've been saying for a day and a half is just mamish not true. So again, all year long, are we Ran people? No. Even Shulchan Aruch didn't even quote the Ran. Even the Ramah didn't bother Yesh Omrim. Nobody was Mishachis to Ramon to the Ran in Yerideya, but in Orchayim, the Ran makes it Chisaneisim. And maybe that's the source for the minig of Chatzuvah. So when all the dust settles, everybody knows Yadum Afursim in Klal Yisrael, nobody today will sit down to Pesach and start cooking on their stovetop without kashering the burners first. There's lo Shemana Devazem Eilim. But why? Based on all the lumbas that we said, it would be okay. So we have two limudim as to where this comes from, what this Ramah is based on. And this is practice. Mamish atav shedayin tes. Adayim is a. This is the result of everything we're talking about. So Rabbeisai, to put everything back together again, the fellow wants to go on to the ski lodge during the year and just stick his kosher pot on top of the tray for burner. What do you say about that? What do you think? If you go to Moshe's version of the Ramah, that's great. Even lechetchila. If you deny Moshe's version, then it's at least lechetchila you shouldn't do it. But the same guy, for some crazy, I can't even come up with an adjective to describe, some kind of a reason, decides to go to that ski trip where? On Pesach. Pesach. Zman, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Zman, Chim Hussein, at the time, that everything that determines Avodas Hashem for the entire year, the guy in his wildest dreams is skiing. I can't even begin to be masik. But that's what he's doing. So if he is, I would tell him, what would I say to him? You better kasher that burner, okay? Baruch Hashem, he gets his achon, now he feels good about himself. The rabbi said, that's my achon of Chag HaMatzos, I kasher the burner, so I can continue to go skiing on Chol Hamoed. Okay, good. At least not in Yom Tov. I'll find a cool for that also. Okay, Rabbi said. Okay, everyone got it? Okay, the bottom line is, everyone realized this entire story, everything we're talking about for the last 3.5 days, all emanates from what words? What words in the Gemara does this emanate from? Shiny Chaylev de Mefapea. The Gemara doesn't say a word about anything we've been talking about. So why have we been talking about this? Because Tysus has made an observation about what? What was his observation? How did the whole sugya start? About what happens when that piece of meat falls in between the cracks. Who would have ever thought that we'd spend 3.5 days on a piece of meat that fell in between the cracks? We ended up in a ski lodge on Chol Hamoed Pesach. It's all the same sugya, but I say. Everyone realized it when we saw that line in the Gemara, we saw that Tysus. Everyone chop? Just one leads to another. It's all one big sugya. Yeah.
When all the when all the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch go off, everyone says that it's not like the Ran, and no one even quotes it. Isn't it? It's not Nimnu v'Gamru against the Ran that even for Pesach we wouldn't like. There's a million shittos that you could bring back to life in other scenarios.
Yeah, Pesach, but we're pretty religious in Pesach. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So let's say you only have one stovetop.
Yeah.
If you're gonna rely on the Ramah that only b'di'evet, how do you like cook meat versus dairy practically?
Better buy a second stovetop.
Yeah.
The minigo element is lachal. For either because of a maishuk or the variety of other reasons. Okay? Good, a bite that new sugya, everyone ready? Okay.